Welcome. In this meditation, we're going to explore how you talk to others about your disease and how it might affect you in ways you never realized. First, take a deep breath. Clear your mind. And put aside any worries or stress and know that this is a time just for you. A time to reflect and to better yourself. To uncover some things that may help you in your journey to healing. Take another deep breath. Good. So how do you talk to others about your disease? Are you dramatic about it, hoping people will feel sorry for you? Or maybe you're more like, it's tough, but I can get through it. Or perhaps you deflect, not wanting attention, and saying things like, oh, don't worry about me. Or you don't even bring it up. People don't even know what you're going through. Maybe it's a mixture of some of these, or something else entirely different. Take a minute to think about this now. Do so without judgment. There isn't a correct answer, and you may even find your answer changing for different people and situations. But it's important to see how you are talking about yourself to others. It can reveal a lot about how you feel about your disease. And these might be things that you don't even admit to yourself. Okay, coming back now, the next step is to think about how you feel about how you talk to others. Again, I don't want you judging yourself, beating yourself up in any way. This is simply observing how the way you talk to others might affect your emotions or even the way you do things. This can be important. Because it may have downstream ramifications that affect your life. Things that you might not see at first glance. Things you might not realize are going on, causing you to feel, and sometimes suppress, certain emotions. This may cause you to try to unconsciously numb your emotions with certain food choices or other methods of self-sabotage. Or maybe you will continue to feel unworthy of feeling better because you constantly reinforce that with certain people. to give you an example of the way you talk about your disease affecting you. Perhaps you notice that with your husband you are open about how you feel and accepting of his help. But with your sister, you deflect and tell her not to worry about you. You figure, it's your life, your problems. She doesn't need to be involved and hear of your struggles. You aren't a victim, you're a strong individual who can do this. But perhaps as you think about it, you realize you're actually a little bit resentful. Resentful that she's not helping you more or asking you how you feel. And upon a bit more reflection, you realize that you stopped calling her as much as a result. And this has just caused a cycle of you not trusting her, feeling close, and feeling that support you've always felt from her. But she can't help you if she doesn't know how. And maybe she wants to, but you haven't given her the chance because of the way that you talk about your disease to her. Of course, this is one example and may not pertain to you in any way. But think about how you're feeling, and you may notice some interesting emotions come up. If you find any particularly strong or even surprising emotions come up, it might be best to just concentrate on these today. Stopping this audio and just taking 10 to 15 minutes to work through them today. Or even journal about how you're feeling. Otherwise, spend the next few minutes thinking about how you feel about how you talk to others about your disease. Good? Resentful? Confident? Helpful? Like a martyr? Angry? Again, do this without judgment. Okay, coming back again, clear your mind and take a few deep breaths to reset. If you discovered some interesting correlations or reactions in this time, thank your mind for allowing you to see these. Whether it changes the way you talk to others will be up to you. But now you'll be aware and can make a conscious choice to continue or change to see if you feel differently about it. It's okay to come back to this recording as you need to give yourself this time and space to discover any additional emotions after you've changed the way you talk, or if you want to think about other conversations. And if you were totally okay with the way you felt about how you talk about your disease, then great. This may not be an area you need to explore further, but it's still a good thing to keep in the back of your mind as you have conversations about your disease from now on. Now take one more deep, cleansing breath. And as you restart your day, take a second to thank your body for all it does for you, and feel the gratitude from the tips of your toes all the way to the top of your head. And thank you for joining me for this meditation.